Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Friday, January 20th, 2023. 36 degrees. Brr. Which is about a little over 2 degrees Celsius. 94% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I was walking over here and walking through Jameson Square, and I saw they had taken down the big old Christmas tree, the three-story lighted Christmas tree they had up in the park there. I was walking through, and the park's kind of it's lit, but not lit well. But there was something where the tree was. I detoured a little bit and checked it out. Somebody had left a dead Christmas tree in the exact spot where the big Christmas tree was. It made me chuckle. It's like, so our big Christmas tree has withered and collapsed down to a dead Christmas tree. And just the notion that somebody went to the effort of taking their dead Christmas tree and dragging it out to the middle of Jameson Square and leaving it there. It's like, this is, it's a rare form of humor. Sharing it with the world. I don't know why that tickles me so much, but it does. I was chatting with Cousin Scott yesterday, and we were both kind of lamenting the lack of conversational NPCs on the walk. For those of you not familiar with the term, NPC means non-player character. It's a term from role-playing games to represent all the other characters in the story besides the player characters, who are the actual players of the game. So, and it's actually a term coined by Nathan Lowell, who was the inspiration for these walks to begin with. So, there haven't been people that I have encountered on a regular basis in a casual format to chat with on these walks, and I'm not sure there will be, which is, you know, in Chicago I was walking around a pond, which is a gravitational spot for people to stroll. So anybody that you encounter there is strolling, usually. In case of Fajog or Kyle, he was jogging, but still. That was that place. This is a street. And strolling is one of the many things that happen on a street, so. Oh well. Never say never. We're still early in our tenure here on the Pearlcast, so anything's possible. There are the touchstones of a walk. We've got Powell's or the Steel Bridge to mark the halfway point. And there are familiar elements, like I was sitting there, marinating, saw the north-south train go by, and Big Hair Dude has been in there for like the last four mornings. I'll see it go by and I'll notice that, you know, Big Hair Dude's always sitting in the last seat, always working on his phone or something. But it's like, you know, 4 days running, that's a legitimate pattern. That's a legitimate cycle. And I guess that's kind of, I don't know, that's part of the, I don't know, not the appeal, but the hallmark, a component of these walks, that it kind of celebrates a cycle. Now, there goes the beeline. It's I don't know, Powell's, speaking of touchstones, actually, that might be a good pick. Not sure if I'll use it for this one, but this is definitely a pick. This not much of an entertaining pick, but that is the corner of Powell's. I don't know, it tickles me. Anyway, the familiar, this walk, these blathering random conversations, sipping the coffee. It wasn't routine, but it is now. And anyone listening to this, this is now also a part of your routine. Letting me infect your brain with whatever blather feels like coming out of my mouth today. So, again, I'm not sure there's a point to it, but there is something comfortable and familiar about the rhythms and the cycles and the patterns. And the more we find those patterns in our lives, the more comforting I think it is. Especially when they're new patterns. I'm just trying to figure out, there's something to that. There's something there, something about, as much as we explore and try new things and discover new places and people, and as exciting as, and I think I actually, I kind of touched on that in a previous walk, there's still, as exciting as that is, it's the familiar and the, you know, the repetitive, that brings a sense of comfort and mastery to your life. So thank you for having me be part of your routine that brings comfort and mastery to your life. So last night made dinner and had planned on doing some work afterwards, and I thought I'd throw on a popcorn movie just to dazzle my eyes. And I put on Transformers Age of Extinction, and I thought, it's a Transformers movie. It's not going to be that long. It's going to be predictable and pretty. Go. Movie was 2 hours and 45 minutes long. 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's a Transformers movie, man. Why in... And it wasn't that good. I'm sitting there watching like, oh my God. It's like bread and circuses, like robots fighting all the damn time. Chase scenes, you know. dubious plot threads, everything you would expect from a Transformers movie. And I was curious, so I looked it up. Movie made over $1 billion at the box office. Not a million, a billion. It's like, I'm struck speechless at that revelation. But I just, one of the interesting things about capitalism, well, no, let me dial that back. Although capitalism figures into it, is that the things that are successful, the things that are elevated, aren't necessarily good. They are consumed. And if enough people consume it, then it becomes a thing. Turns out the next movie in the Transformers franchise, by the by, only made like $123 million, which is like, you know, a 90% drop. I don't know, my math might be off on that, but substantial. I mean, 10% of the previous movie. But I was going to say, the value of something is exclusively monetary. The intrinsic value of it is irrelevant. And, you know, I guess that's, I don't know, that to say that there was no value to Transformers Age of Extinction is a bit snooty. What's the word I'm looking for? Arrogant? Hoity-toity? I don't know. Effete? Ooh, there you go. Because obviously, if it made that much money, it was of value to someone. But when you start analyzing and assessing the things that are of value to a culture, it tells you a lot about that culture. And if there's anything that the last several years have shown us, is that the culture of America is diverse. And one segment does not define everything about it. Thank goodness, I guess. I don't know. We like to think that our culture is monolithic, that Americans are this, and that the French are that, and the English are something else. It's bull, horse pucky, nonsense, drivel. There are certainly a broad spectrum of elements that comprise a culture, but it's not a monolithic thing. Again, I don't know what my point is here, but I guess it doesn't really matter because we're now at Jameson Square and that is the end of the walk. So, call that a walk for Friday. The weekend is nigh. The weekend is but a few scant hours away. So, holy crap, that's kind of awesome. I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope your day is fraught with things that you value, that you find intriguing, that give you joy, and that you have conversations with NPCs that delight you. Yeah. Well, and however it goes down, you know, heed the words, heed the wisdom of Zigzag Claiborne, who says, despite everything, create, add to the world in your own unique way. It doesn't need to be what anybody else wants but you. Because as has been observed several times, when you add to you add to the world because you're a part of the world, etc. Do so and love fearlessly, because holy crap, if you're going to love, if you're going to make that kind of emotional investment, go all in. That's what I'm saying. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.